America is changing, and so is the world.
But what's happening in America isn't just the cause of global upheaval. It's also a symptom of disruption that's happening everywhere.
I'm Asma Khalid in Washington, D.C.
I'm Tristan Redman in London, and this is The Global Story.
Every weekday, we'll bring you a story from this intersection, where the world and America meet.
Listen on bbc.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, I'm Araceli Gomez-Aldana, and this is The Rundown. Prescription drug prices could go down for Illinois residents under an act announced Wednesday by Governor J.B. Pritzker. In his State of the State and Budget Address, Pritzker took aim at pharmacy benefit managers, or PBMs. PBMs help negotiate and develop prescription drug costs and plans. Pritzker says PBMs are middlemen who, quote, extract extra profit from patients.
Not only are they driving up healthcare costs for Illinois families by hundreds of millions of dollars per year, but they're also putting small, local, independent pharmacies out of business.
He says, among other things, the Prescription Drug Affordability Act would require PBMs to submit to annual reporting and auditing. Black and Latino Democratic lawmakers say Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's budget proposal is coming up short for people of color. Pritzker wants to eliminate a program providing health care to undocumented adults aged 42 to 64. Senator Karina Villa says she and the Latino caucus will fight to make sure that program goes back in the budget.
We believe that health care is a human right, and we believe that taking people off of health care is not the right answer.
Representative Carol Amons, who chairs the Black Caucus, says the plan does not address Black health outcomes.
Our people are dying, and it ain't because of COVID. It's because of divestment, and we want our money.
Lawmakers have until May to pass a state budget. The Chicago City Council put the brakes on lowering the city's speed limit to 25 miles per hour. The City Council rejected an effort to reduce the current 30-mile-per-hour speed limit to 25 miles per hour. Elderperson Daniel Espada wants the change and says it could save lives.
Even that 5-mile-per-hour difference cuts in half the likelihood that your vehicle kills the person that it crashes into.
But he couldn't overcome concerns from alderpersons that low-income Chicagoans who have disproportionately been subjected to speeding tickets will be hit hardest. Here's alderperson Jason Irvin.
But the folks that I represent are looking for lower speed limits so they can get more tickets.
A working group will study how to enforce fines equitably. The Legal Defense Fund and Lambda Legal are challenging three Trump administration executive orders concerning diversity, equity, inclusion, and transgender people. The legal groups yesterday filed a federal lawsuit on behalf of several nonprofit advocacy organizations, claiming the orders prevent people from receiving life-saving social and health services. John Peller leads the AIDS Foundation of Chicago, which is part of the lawsuit. He says 80% of their funding could be wiped out, jeopardizing the progress they've made in combating the HIV epidemic.
We're now at a point where we can realistically end the HIV epidemic in Illinois within the next handful of years. And we can do that precisely because we've been able to prioritize the populations that are most impacted by HIV.
The National Urban League and the National Fair Housing Alliance are also plaintiffs. Other things you should know about today, housekeeping employees at Virgin Hotels Chicago say they're exposed to risks on the job and are calling for better pay and health care. Unionized workers with Unite Here Local 1 say they regularly find syringes, blood, and other bodily fluids while cleaning the 250-room hotel in Chicago's Loop. A hotel spokesperson says Virgin trains workers on handling hazards and that it's unaware of improper incidents. The hotel also says it's negotiating in good faith on a contract. Heartland Alliance Health will remain open thanks to a multi-million dollar grant. The Sun-Times reports the social service nonprofit announced last week it would be shutting down and laying off the 113 people employed at the organization's 2 health clinics and 3 food pantries. One Health, a Michigan-based primary care provider, gave the last-minute grant. Heartland Alliance Health was once part of Heartland Alliance, one of Chicago's largest and longest-running social service organizations. The nonprofit was divided into 4 separate entities last year. season, ticket prices for Bears games are going up by 10%. Bears team president Kevin Warren's letter to season ticket holders cites market dynamics, industry trends, and a strong home schedule. The Bears went 5-12 last season and fired head coach Matt Eberflus. Warren notes the hiring of a new coach, Ben Johnson, and a number of draft picks as reasons to look forward to the future. A look at weather today, partly sunny with a high of 23 degrees. Tonight, a low around 10 above. And Friday, sunny with a high near 26. I'm Araceli Gomez-Aldana. Thanks for listening.